It's the Movie Quote Quiz.
Hoo-ah!
With Dave and Mahoney on X107.5.
BGA is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. What's up, man? How are you?
Not too bad. How you guys doing?
Good. So we got five movie quotes. You're trying to get three or more correct in order to be our winner today. You a big movie buff?
I wouldn't say big, but, you know, every time I hear the quiz going on, I think I do good.
All right. So I'll play each quote for you one time, and then you can make your guess. If you need to hear a second time, it's no problem. I'll play it for you a second time. But you only have 5 seconds to figure it out after it goes off that second time, okay?
Got it.
All right, here we go with quote number one. Best of luck to you in the movie quote quiz.
Red rum! Red rum!
Stop it!
Red rum!
Get it!
Red rum!
Holy buckets.
Who says holy buckets?
what was your answer again?
He said he wants to hear it one more time.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Yeah.
Red rum! Red rum!
Stop it!
Red rum!
Get it!
Red rum!
All right, 5 seconds.
Oh man, I'm pretty sure I'm wrong, but I want to say it's Talladega Nights.
That is so far off.
Talladega Nights is that's way off.
We appreciate you making an effort.
Yeah.
That was The Shining.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course.
Well, you know.
Holy buckets.
Holy buckets. Good Googamoo.
My favorite.
Appreciate you not cussing, though.
Yeah, thanks,
yeah, yeah,
man. Yeah,
yeah, we like that.
All right, here we go on to quote number two.
This whole fridge is held up here just by this plug. You okay?
I'm just dandy. I got a bowl of chocolate pudding in my underpants.
We didn't have any pudding in there, buddy.
Oh, man, I totally know that one. Can we do it again?
Yep. Just listen to the actors' voices.
This whole fridge is held up here just by this plug. You okay?
I'm just dandy. I got a bowl of chocolate pudding in my underpants.
We didn't have any pudding in there, buddy.
5 seconds.
Black Sheep.
There you go. Yeah.
Pulled it out.
Okay.
And one of the greatest comedy duos of all time.
Oh, God. Chris Farley was so good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And without Chris Farley, David Spade is just so not good.
He is.
He's just awkward at that point.
Yeah.
He's made a good living, though.
Yeah, he's done all right for himself.
Yeah, he
does. Oh, yeah.
All right, here we go. On to quote number three. You're one for one.
Here are your names. Mr. Brown. Mr. White. Mr. Blonde. Mr. Blue. Mr. Orange. Mr. Pink.
Why am I Mr. Pink?
Because you're all right.
That's Reservoir Dogs.
There you go. Now you got two on the board. All you have to do is get one more correct. Doing good all of a sudden.
All of a sudden.
Here we go to number four.
We go to New York.
But where in New York can one find a woman with grace, elegance, taste, and culture? A woman suitable for a king.
Queens.
For the win?
Play it again.
Okay, here we go. One more time.
You got 5 seconds.
We go to New York.
But where in New York can one find a woman with grace, elegance, taste, and culture? A woman suitable for a king.
Queens.
I don't know.
One of the greatest films in American history. That was Coming to America.
Yep.
Oh, my God. I just talked about that yesterday.
Really?
Were you talking about McDowell's?
All right, here we go. Fifth and final one. It all comes down to this. You can win it right here. You must get this one correct. Best of luck.
Now, why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
It's leave, you idiot. Make like a tree and leave. You sound like a damn fool when you say it wrong.
All right, then leave and take your book with you.
For the win?
I don't remember which one it is. I know it's Back to the Future. Back to the Future.
Yes!
Trying to get tricky there.
Yeah. Back to the Future 2 is correct. Congratulations to you, man. You pulled it out.
Thanks so much, guys.
Well done, BJ.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.